already in progress.
Somebody ought to testify, he's been good. Oh, oh, he's been good. He's been good. So, so good. I want to preach to you today from Genesis chapter 45. I do solicit your prayers for these few minutes. Genesis chapter 45. I want to begin reading at verse 4. You have it, say amen. You don't have it, say wait a minute. And Joseph said unto his brethren, come near to me, I pray you. And they came near. And he said, I am Joseph, your brother, whom you sold into Egypt. Now, therefore, be not grieved, nor angry with yourselves that you sold me hither. For God did send me before you to preserve life. For these 2 years have famine been in the land, and yet there are 5 years in the which there shall neither be earing or harvest. And God sent me before you to preserve you a posterity in the earth, and to save your lives by a great deliverance. So now it was not that you sent me hither, but God. And he hath made me to be a father to Pharaoh and Lord of all his house, and a ruler throughout all the land of Egypt. I'll stop reading right there. Stop reading. I want to talk to you today for a few minutes about let's get together. Let's get together. Highlighting today in these times in which we live, the need for families whose relationships has been severed by some circumstance to come back together. Maybe not family, but maybe some friendship that's been displaced. Your theme scripture says, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there will I be in the midst. I mark today that as common as family and friends are, common, first institution God ordained was family in Genesis. And yet I look among you and I just suppose that you're not sitting near a stranger. If you're not friends, you're kin as you sit close together. hardly ever will a stranger just come in and flock in unfamiliar territory. And I know folk, church folk, well enough to know that you're probably sitting in the same proximity where you always sit. And if not careful, you will claim that spot as your own. And yet, where is there room for others to come near and to share the glory, in the glory and the praises of our God? Genesis chapter 45 does not come to us today with strangers, but it comes to us with Joseph and the reunion with his brothers. His brothers who sold him a few chapters earlier. They didn't like their brother. They didn't like their brother because he was a dreamer. And matter of fact, not only did they not like him, but they didn't care nothing about his dream. His dream showed that they would be bowing down to him. So, but this chapter begins not with strangers meeting for the first time, but for the first time in years, they saw their brother as a grown man that they hadn't seen since he was a child. The tragedy is they hated his brother so much that they threw him into a pit. He was then sold into slavery, falsely accused, sent to prison. But look at him now. That might be a word for someone who's been through the storm and the rain. Yeah. Someone who's had to encounter the hardships by the hands of others. And yet, in spite of all that he had been through, he now stands as the chief in Egypt. But before we get to the heart of it, Genesis chapter 45 also gives Joseph this picture of brothers whose lives have been changed. Jealousy had driven the family apart, and maybe that might be descriptive of someone here today who has allowed jealousy, somebody's new Cadillac, to stand before and between you and them. Maybe it's the blessing of God in someone's life that made you hate what they're wearing. Maybe it's the house that they live in. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's the man that they married. I don't know what it is. But perhaps today, some kind of envy has severed some relationship. Maybe something. Maybe you just done got old and contentious and you don't want to put up with the stuff that you once put up with. But Joseph in this book sees something different about these brothers, because they didn't care how their father was wounded, because their father loved Joseph, and they didn't care nothing even about Jacob, who loved Joseph. And they snatched their father's love right from his very grip. And they sold him because his daddy made him a coat of many colors. He was the favorite boy because he was the boy by his wife Rachel. I don't know what it is, but Judah was willing to sacrifice for his brother Benjamin. But we see evidence that even in those who've been hostile, those who've been bitter, those who've been hateful and full of hatred, God has worked on them. May I say this to somebody here today? It doesn't matter how long you've been the way you've been. I would need to tell you, it's never too late for God to work on you. If you're willing, God, can somebody be a witness here? God can turn some folk around. That's why somebody in this building can boast about the things that I used to to do, I don't do no way. That's why you can say, oh, if they'd caught me 20 years ago, I'd have told them, but you done mellow it out now. You done mellow it out. You smooth as butter because God is working in your life. Am I right there? Even though it's full of pain, this chapter is full of pain. Just imagine Joseph come face to face with his brothers. It's been so long since they seen Joseph, they didn't recognize him. They didn't recognize him, but Joseph has what they need. Might I tell you, you might ought to be careful how you destroy and seek to destroy folk, because you may not need them today. Let me preach to this side. You may not need them today, but you don't know who you're going to need before this life is over. I don't know about tomorrow, so I might ought to be careful how I treat you today. I might ought to be careful how I dismiss you and wave my hand and throw you away today. Because if you throw me away today, you may be in the garbage can where you threw me trying to get me out, because you don't know.
Yes, sir. All right.
What God is going to do. Yeah. Yeah. So I bring this. It's a wonderful passage to remind us on this Friends and Family Day that even though you may be distant from some family member, some misunderstanding, maybe some disappointment or some hurt, and generally the people who are the closest to us are the ones who hurt us. But this word reminds us that God would do for us what he's done for Joseph. He comes today to restore relationships. Am I right there? So I tagged and titled this text, Let's Get Together, because there's somebody listening to me may haven't spoken to somebody. And the reason you sit where you sit today is because the people you don't want to sit speak to is sitting on the other side. So rather than mending it, you change sides. You move so you wouldn't have to come their way. Oh, help me, Lord Jesus. They came that way, you went that way, just to avoid the inevitable. Let me tell you, but God wants to work on us today. God wants to clean us up where we messed up, and he will start our lives all over again. Well, there are three reasons, I think, that we should be attentive to this matter before us today. Let me hurry and give them to you, lest I hold you too long. Three things I think we need to see in this text. And I commend Joseph, and I trust that there are some other Josephs in this house today. Let me say the first thing in this text is you need to see that the hold of grace is present when you're harmed. The hold of grace. Grace will hold you when others have harmed you. You don't have to fight, bite, slap, kiss, fuss, or cuss. Grace will hold you when you've been harmed.
Thank you for listening to Paradise Ministry. If anything said today was encouraging to you, consider supporting the ministry by sending your tax-deductible love gift to the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. Attention Media Ministry. Until next time, God bless you and keep you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's a faith flow going on. No stress, no worry, no strain. It's the Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show. Let's talk about the Bible quiz today, because that's a big one. And we've got so many people that are answering on our social media pages that it kind of overtakes our phone calls. But that's all right. It's all good. All right, here we go. Which of the following is not a fruit of the Spirit? Is it patience, kindness, hope, or goodness? Well, according to Galatians 5, 22 and 23, that would be hope. Hope is not one of the nine fruit of the Spirit. or fruits, because they're plural. And these are the students who are calling in and sitting at the front. Bobby Lowe from Alexandria.